In District 3, the challenger, Charlotte Bansley, beat the incumbent, Steve Wilkerson, rather handily, about a 10-point win there. Let's talk with her now. And Charlotte, good morning and congratulations, first of all.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
And, you know, that was a pretty good solid victory. Did you think that it would be essentially that much of a walk?
I am amazed. First of all glory to God for the opportunity and the strength to get through a campaign and relying on him as to go forward and just making great things happen for Bedford County. First of all, just defending our tax base, which is an amazing thing. It needs to be defended. And just excited and very honored by all my neighbors who came out and voted for me.
And now we had two contested primaries in Bedford, same number in Lynchburg, a very close race statewide for Republicans. Republicans suffering from a split in the party on the local, state, and maybe national level?
You know, I hear that a lot on the local level in Bedford County. I go to every Republican meeting, and our votes are always unanimous. There is not hostility. So, you know, there might be, you know, the true Republicans that show up at meetings, we're pretty unified. And I think the vote yesterday kind of shows that.
What do you think was the difference in yesterday's race?
Talking to people, I have been going door to door since March, talking to my neighbors. And the big difference is just knowing what their heart is. And their heart is they want their taxes to be kept low. And second of all, just sharing my vision of wanting to bring jobs to Bedford County. You know, in the last 10 years, we've had more jobs leave than come in. That's really amazing. And it needs to be reversed. As a mom, I feel like I've done a good job educating my kids, and other neighbors have feel the same way. You know, our kids have, but now we have to send them to Northern Virginia to find jobs there, and I want them staying here and growing our economy here, not having to go to Northern Virginia or North Carolina or wherever. So that just kind of resonated with my neighbors, and they just came out and supported me, and I'm just so thankful.